Well, folks, we've been looking at the Certificate of Need application for the Kennett Hospital Revitalization Project. It's a $25 million project, and a lot of details are in that letter of intent. I'm Brian Houseworth, and joining me to talk about the importance of it is State Representative Herman Morse. He's a Republican from Dexter, and he's a supporter of the project. He's written a letter that is in the actual Certificate of Need letter of intent. Representative, we appreciate your time. How important is this project?
Well, I feel like it's very important because Dunklin County is a fair-sized county, and that hospital was the only hospital that was, you know, actually in Dunklin County. You know, the other closest places are Paragould, Arkansas, or Piggott, Arkansas, which is a 18-bed facility, I believe, or Poplar Bluff, which is 35 or 40 miles away, or Hayti, which is maybe at least 20. And so, you know, if people, you know, had needed care in a hurry, you know, there was a long way to transport them, or a relatively long way. And also, you know, if people were hospitalized, you know, somewhere else, you know, it'd be a burden on their families to get there. But anyway, I think it's just vital that, you know, each county have a, you know, at least a hospital.
You mentioned, just to follow up on what you just said, Representative, in your letter you write, Paragould, meaning Paragould, Arkansas, Hayti, Jonesboro, or Poplar Bluff is too far away in an emergency. That's a direct quote. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, you know, granted, you know, our ambulance crews, you know, do a great job at keeping people alive till they get them places, but, you know, sometimes people try to transport their, you know, their loved ones, you know, by themselves. And you know, Jonesboro, I didn't mention that. Jonesboro is almost 50 miles from Kennett. And so, you know, it's just difficult. And I think there'd be lives lost and, you know, just not having a hospital that close.
And final question, and you brought up something to me earlier today. You said you moved to Stoddard County, or maybe you moved back in the 1970s, and there were, I believe, 20 doctors. Now there's only one that lives there. What are those numbers again, and what do you read into that?
Well, my first year in the legislature, which was in 2018, I finished out a, or 2018, I finished out a term for a lady who'd resigned. And there were some people from one of the medical organizations that came through my office, and they said that at that time, 60% of the physicians in Missouri lived in three counties. But when we moved to Stoddard County back in the mid-70s, I'm convinced 15 to 20 doctors who lived in Stoddard County were part of the communities. You know, they were school board members or, you know, whatever, you know, civic club members, and, you know, they were an important part of the community. And I'm reasonably sure, and I've talked to people about this, that right now there's one fellow, and he's on the verge of retirement, who actually lives full time in Stoddard County. You know, everyone else comes in from somewhere else for the day and goes back home, you know, somewhere out of the county, either to Cape or Poplar Bluff or Sykeston. And so I just feel like it's important to have those. I mean, you know, when we first moved to Dexter, you know, we got hooked up with a doctor that we went to church with. He was our doctor for 24 years. And then we got hooked up with our next door neighbor who was a doctor. And the first doctor moved to Nashville. Second doctor finally retired. And so, you know, it was chummy, and, you know, it was really handy to be able to walk up to somebody at church or whatnot and tell what was going on and ask if you needed to come see them or whatever, rather than, you know, just sell out and make a doctor's appointment and go in. And then we've lost that because, you know, we're down to one doctor, and Stoddard County is the 10th largest county size-wise in the state.
Yeah, that's a great point about the size. You're absolutely right about that, and that's a great point in terms of size and geography. Representative, I know you're very busy. You're back on the district today. I appreciate your patience. Anything you'd like to add on anything that we talked about, or if I didn't bring something up, feel free.
No, I think we're good.